now that Guttner is actually officially secretary, was confirmed by the Senate on a 60-34 vote, not as much as they would have liked, given the tax problems or the tax issue that arose. But now that he is officially on board, the Obama administration has come up with some plans, first of all, some new rules in terms of who can deal with, who can get TARP funds, and they're trying to limit the influence of lobbyists in this process, which is interesting. They're also talking about the need for not only the second half of that $350 billion in money that had been allocated, that had been approved by the Congress last fall, but also for perhaps more money. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated that Congress would be, or certainly the House, would be willing to look at that.
Well, Jody, that's a couple of interesting issues, because when they talk about lobbyists, is this in response to published stories that certain banks favored by Barney Frank of Massachusetts got TARP money because he wrote something into legislation somewhere that said these banks shall get this money? And therefore, if there's a second round of new financing that Congress approves, who cares what Guttner says? If Congress writes it and they are visited by lobbyists, and they can put in favorite institutions that they want for some of that money.
But I think in answer to your first question, this is in response to that, and also in response to this whole feeling in the public that the TARP plan is favoring the banks and favoring perhaps individuals that help cause the problem. The public is not convinced that this money is working, and there's a lot of frustration, and the lawmakers are hearing this frustration, and I'm sure the Obama administration has been hearing it as well. The Obama administration also has come in with this promise, a pledge, really, to limit the influence of lobbyists. As you know, President Obama himself is not allowing folks who've lobbied officially in recent years from being on the being in his on his senior staff, that kind of thing. So they feel like they have to do this with the TARP funds as well, in terms of Congress writing the law and determining who gets the money. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting question here with the second round, and it's something I'm sure we're going to be hearing about, and we're going to be hearing about this and read the Barney Frank situation as well.
All right, we're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly, about the Troubled Asset Relief Program money, additional $350 billion that's about to be spewed out there to various banks. All right, so the lobbying rules, the people at Treasury who are handling these monies won't be able to have contact with lobbyists, but there are other issues at work here, too. They're going to track the money, and I understand, make there a certain accountability regulations regarding its use. So how is that going to happen, and has it happened yet?
It hasn't, and I think that's something they're going to work out. There had been a lot of talk, as you might recall, last fall when they were coming up with this bill and coming up with this legislation. There was a lot of talk about we have to be more careful. We have to be careful with the oversight. We have to have stringent, you know, rules for letting us know how the money's being used. And that was back when they were talking about basically the money, or they thought they were talking about the money being used to buy up these toxic assets. But now, of course, and shortly after the legislation was passed, then Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson turned around and said, well, we're going to invest in banks. That's how we're going to do this. We're going to have capital infusions. So I think there's a little bit of worry on the part of lawmakers that, you know, they didn't make it clear enough, and I don't think they did, on what kinds of reporting requirements they want and what kinds of rules on oversight they want. And I think that's we're going to be hearing, as I said, a lot about that in the future here.
Well, Jody, I want to get back to that lobbying question, because I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I think that is not going to be worth a bucket of warm spit, that provision. Here's why. If you're an institution, and you say you're GMAC or you're a local credit and loan association, and you want to apply for TARP money, you have to apply. And so,
correct,
is it impossible to conceive that the Treasury official or group of officials that are going to rule on a particular application cannot call up that institution and say, we need more information. Can you explain to us what's going on, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, there's 100 scenarios in which you can imagine a conversation taking place. And so how does that really differ from lobbying?
Right. I think, you know, look, in this town, you know, people are, you know, influence and you know, making deals is the lifeblood. This is how Washington runs. So I think that, you know, while they may say there can't be official lobbying, you can't have, you know, registered lobbyists going and lobbying on behalf of the banks for the money, certainly the how the money is allocated and who makes who helps influence that, it's going to be very hard to regulate, you know, down to conversations. And I don't think anybody expects that's going to happen.
You know, I am getting the feeling that the stimulus package is just Congress's answer to the American people's question, why not stimulate me? You know, I mean, I really do think that they are have gotten so much heat about this bailout of the $700 billion for the banks and people not really feeling the effect of that, except that they still have credit, and that's something that they, you know, take for granted. But this bailout package seems to be a way for Congress to say to the American people, this is your package. This is what we're pushing out there to help you. But do people see it that way? I mean, do you get an impression that the Republicans standing up and saying, no, this is not a good idea, it's not going to really help the economy, is starting to resonate out there, or what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, the Republicans are being the loyal minority here. And, you know, they're starting to run for 2010 as well. They're trying to find a reason for their party. They're trying to find a theme. And a good theme is always, you know, that the Democrats are spending too much money, especially when they're writing an $875 billion bill, largely without the Republicans. So the Republicans are, you know, they're doing good politics here. And I think there's going to be very few Republican votes. I think Minority Leader John Boehner made that clear in his White House meeting yesterday. Thank you, Mr. President, for inviting us. It's nice to sit down with you. However, don't expect anything of us was sort of the outcome of that meeting. And, of course, in the House, they can pass it with very few Republican votes. They don't need them. The Obama administration said they wanted them, but they, you know, they were
right. They can pass it without the Republican. What about the Senate?
Well, the Senate is always a different situation because, you know, if any one senator objects over there, they can slow the whole process. And also, to get anything really done, anything controversial done in the Senate, you need 60 votes for cloture. And it's very unclear if they have 60 votes.
You know, we're starting to see that there are a few Democrats that have a problem with some of the stimulus bill as well.
Right. And again, you know, Democrats are going to have, you know, both all the House Democrats and some Senate Democrats are going to have to run in a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And they are worried about how this, some of them are worried about how this looks. Because the bill, even though they said that there was not going to be earmarks in it, a lot of these projects kind of look like earmarked funds, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
If this works, this is the problem with this for lawmakers and for the Obama administration. If this works, everybody's going to be happy and they're going to forget about, you know, the various funds for various things that are getting some giggles now. However, if it doesn't work, if the economy continues to get worse, and people expect it's going to continue to get worse this year, but if this money doesn't seem to be helping things, it is going to reflect badly on the Democrats that they spent all this money and for what. And so I think that politically, some folks are trying to get cover early. Of course, the Republicans are because, you know, that's their job at this point. Why before this? But some Democrats are starting to get worried as well. On the other hand, there's a lot of things for a lot of people in this bill, and that's the other piece. Just like regular appropriations bills, if you've got goodies in there, you know, that can help your constituents, you're likely to vote for it.